We are back in the book of Deuteronomy, Devarim, here on Torah 101. Chapter 1, verse 22. Moshe here, continuing to reiterate the history of the people of Israel coming out of Egypt. Almost 40 years have passed in the wilderness, and this final year, the final month before entering into the promised land. Verse 22, Moshe says, "You approached me, every one of you, and said, 'Let's send men ahead of us to explore the country for us and bring back word concerning what route we should use in going up and what the cities we will encounter are like.'" He's reminding them of their request to send spies to reconnoiter the land. He says, "The idea seemed good to me," verse 23. "So I took 12 of your men, one from each tribe." The Talmud actually comments on this, saying that, "Although the thing pleased me well," Moshe says, that it means the sending of the spies pleased Moses, but not God. Of course, God didn't need to have any advanced knowledge of what the land of Israel would be like. He already knew. It was his gift to his people. And they set out, verse 24, went up into the hills, came to the Eshcol Valley and reconnoitered it. They took some of the produce of the land and brought it down to us. They also brought back word to us, saying, "The land Adonai, our God, is giving to us is good." The ancient sages commented on this idea of bringing the produce of the land down to us. They said that this tells us that the land of Israel is higher than all other lands. I like that. Verse 26, "But you would not go up. Instead, you rebelled against the order of Adonai, your God. And in your tents you complained, 'It's because Adonai hated us that he has brought us out of the land of Egypt, only to hand us over to the Amori," or the Amorites, "to destroy us.'" So confused was the thinking of the people, thinking that slavery in the land of Egypt was a thing to be missed, whereas the land of Israel was a thing to dread. The Midrash spoke about this in a parable, saying that this may be compared to a mortal king who had two sons and two fields. One was well irrigated, the other dependent on rain only. To the son he loved, he gave the well irrigated field, and to the one he hated, he gave the one dependent upon rain only. The land of Egypt is a well-irrigated country, for the Nile rises and irrigates it, while the land of Canaan, or the promised land, is dependent upon rain only. He took us out of the irrigated Egypt to give us the arid land of Canaan, They had it turned around. Yes, the promised land would require faith. And although Egypt was well irrigated, people were in bondage and suffering. Verse 28, what sort of place is it that we're heading for? Our brothers made our courage fail when they said, the people are bigger and taller than we are. The cities are great and fortified up to the sky. And finally, we have seen Anakim there, the giants. I answered you, Moshe says. Don't be fearful. Don't be afraid of them. Adonai, your God, who is going ahead of you, will fight on your behalf, just as he accomplished all those things for you in Egypt before your eyes. And likewise in the desert, where you saw how Adonai, your God, carried you, like a man carries his child, along the entire way you traveled until you arrived at this place. Yet in this matter, you don't trust Adonai, your God. Later in the New Testament, it will speak of this, how it was unbelief that kept the children of Israel from inheriting the land of promise, the original generation that left Egypt. Unbelief. He goes on in verse 33, even though he went ahead of you, seeking out places for you to pitch your tents and showing you which way to go, by fire at night and by a cloud during the day. Adonai heard what you were saying, became angry and swore, not a single one of these people, this whole evil generation, will see the good land I swore to give to your ancestors, except Caleb, the son of Yefunneh. He will see it. I will give him and his descendants the land he walked on because he has fully followed Adonai. Remember, Caleb was one of the two who came back encouraging the people of Israel to believe and to keep pressing on. Verse 37, also because of you, Adonai was angry with me and said, you too will not go in there. Yehoshua, or Joshua, the son of Nun, your assistant, he will go in there. That was Joshua and Caleb, the two spies that came back with the favorable report. So encourage him, Joshua, that is, because he will enable Israel to take possession of it. Joshua, Yehoshua, or the shortened version, Yeshua. It's the name Jesus. It's the same name. And there is no coincidence that Joshua is symbolic of our Joshua, who brings us all the way in by faith, in faith, to the promises that God has made for us. Torah 101, daily.